Hello, winners.
Hey.
I'm Jack.
I'm Megan.
And we are...
W.
Who would... W. 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 Alright, hey guys, welcome. I'm Jack.
I'm Megan.
This is our podcast.
This is our podcast, if you did not know.
It's called
now
Who
you know.
It's called Who Would Win Wednesdays.
That's funny, actually.
Anyway, hi guys. This is episode 19 of Who Would Win Wednesdays, aka WWWW. We're really getting into the thick of things now.
Yeah, hey, hey, it's nighttime.
It's nighttime.
Did you know that? Could you tell? Probably. Because there's not the light coming from right here.
The sun is hidden.
Because it's, 8 o'clock, 7:40.
It's 8 o'clock.
8 p.m. And yep. We got a triple matchup for you guys today.
Oh, we
have.
We ever.
Oh, do we ever?
We got a trippy whippy.
We got a trippy whippy.
Oh, yeah.
On the roster.
Yep. So, how was your weekend? it's
Me? You're talking to me?
Yes.
Then look at me.
How was your weekend?
Hi, Megan.
Hey.
Yeah, it was fine.
Do you have any? Do you have anything you'd like to talk about before?
Actually, yes. Actually, I did have a story, fun story that I was talking about. This pertains to my weekend.
Oh, cool. It was,
and I held back on telling you so then you could have the surprise, the joy of this story that's actually not like super. Anyway, getting into it.
Go on.
I was on the train, and I was on the orange line. So... A little different because I was at the train station dropping off my friend, and then my mom had said that she was downtown, so I was like, "Oh, I'll go on the orange line and I'll go down to the downtown crossing stop from Back Bay," and so I do that, and I get on the train. Well, first of all, I like run to the train because it's already there and like the doors are open. I'm like, no.
She running.
You know, because I saw the sign. It said train every 10 minutes. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't miss this one. I'm not waiting 10 minutes. Anyway, and I don't know. I guess, though, I'm used to the green line, you know, where it's just, like, automated, you know, like Arlington next up, you know. Well, this one, they, like, speak into it, right?
You know?
And they'd be like, Tufts. You know, whatever. And we were stopped and the doors were open and one of the workers must have like accidentally switched to a different frequency on their what's it called?
I don't know. The PA?
The walkie-talkie thing.
Oh.
And so all of a sudden we just hear like over the intercom. I forget exactly what she said, but she was like, don't leave. And she was like screaming into it. She was like, don't leave. Like, wait for me to get on. I haven't gotten on yet. And then like pause, you know. And then she's like, do you hear me? And everybody's like, yes. It's like... So loud, like everybody in the universe could hear you.
Everyone's like,
everybody's like, yeah.
Who's she talking to?
And it was one of those moments that I was like, because I was alone and I really wish like somebody else, like one of my friends was there for me to like laugh with them. But I don't know, a few people chuckled, but I don't know. I found it very hilarious.
That is amusing. That's funny.
Anyway, so sorry. Very bad. Should not be a stand-up comed. But what can you do?
I don't know. I thought it was a good story.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I think me too, but I'm bad at getting there, you know?
Well, you know, I don't think you're bad. I don't think you're bad.
Okay.
That reminds me of the time when the lady on the green line, whatever intercom thing that says the stops, and usually, like you said, it's like automated, like a pre-recorded voice, but it was just like wherever it was, and the lady just said, "We here." Just like, shouldn't even say like entering Copley. It was like, "We here."
Jalapeno, damn.
Yeah. Triple Whipple.
Triple Whipple Maggiwetti Badgie for y'all today.
We have...
Go ahead, tell the people what we got. Tell them.
We have quite a powerhouse battle, I think, starting off. We have Paul Blart versus Gru. And then we have 17 Staples employees versus 8 Mini Rocks. And then, finally, 58 Black Friday shoppers versus the 68 Keebler Elves.
That is right. I feel like no one's going to be voting on that last one. But Paul Blart versus Gru, that's a powerhouse battle. I mean,
I think that's what saves this episode.
Oh, yeah.
The other ones are a little stale.
But we could save Paul Blart and Gru for last if you want.
On the Paul Blart episode, that's the one that blew up.
Yeah, that's true. Our Paul Blart really episode on Spotify
blew up for like...
Yeah, we got like 50 or 60 listens there on Spotify for some reason. So it's our most popular episode, even more than our first one, which we thought would never be beaten because it was the first. But the Paul Blart one ended up getting quite a few. So, you know, I thought maybe if we really wanted to keep those views, you know, up here as they are, we could fudge the polls. So,
why would you say that?
I know, I'm not saying we did that. I'm saying we didn't do that. But if we wanted to get high ratings, we would have made the polls so Paul Blart would win. Because apparently Paul Blart is a breakout character in the WWW universe. He's probably not going to win, though. Just saying. All right, I guess we can... I didn't really like... I mean, I guess it was fine the way we did it last time, like the random picking thing.
Well, it's just like not as exciting. No, it was not exciting. We thought it would be, but it works. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, how else would we do it?
Yeah.
You know, so it's just completely random.
All right. I guess we can try that here. We're going to go to the internet, and we're going to... What do we do? It was like random... All right, so I guess Megan's pick for the first name out of the random name picker. We're going to go pick a random name. And we have... Keeb. Epic. So Megan will be talking about the 68 Keebler Elves, which beat some amount of roosters in their first matchup. And therefore, I will be arguing for the 58 Walmart shoppers.
Jack's first pick.
The winner is Rock. All right, so I will be discussing 8 miniature Dwayne the Rock Johnsons.
And I will be discussing Staples. So now it comes down to the most important, let's be honest, most important matchup.
Mm-hmm. Who's going to get Gru and who's going to get Paul? Lord.
This one's for me.
Megan will be getting...
Part.
Nice. Megan will be getting the King Paul Blart. Are we starting with the powerhouse or are we ending with the powerhouse? These are our sides.
Interesting.
On to the battle at hand.
On to the battle.
Let's say we're gonna go backwards here. We're gonna go Keebler Elves versus the 58 shoppers. Are you timing it?
Oh, yeah. 10 minutes on the cult lock.
I actually don't really know how to argue. Period. I don't... I don't know how to do this.
Why? What is that? What
well,
is it?
To... It's boring! I don't want... It's boring.
Fine, you
want
to switch?
No, I'm just saying switch. But it's not our fault. We didn't choose it.
It was chosen by the WWWB.
By you! The winners. Yes. Anyway. 68 Keebler Elves. Now, I'm outnumbered. You're outnumbered by 10.
Mm-hmm.
But they're elves. They are elves. So, what did we determine how their size? I feel like we said that they were like 3 feet or something.
I don't remember, but I feel like we may have had this discussion. We have had several discussions about the size of miniature things.
Characters.
Miniature
yeah.
characters, which we have spoken of.
Minions.
Frequently. Mm-hmm. Minions, mini rocks.
Mm-hmm.
And then Keebler Elves. Harambe, we talked about his height. We found out he was only 5 foot.
Short king.
Short king, but nonetheless.
Still a king.
Still a king. Well, I think the Keebler Elves are maybe, 3 or 4 feet tall. Meanwhile, a shopper. Could be
varied in height.
Could be 4 feet. No. Could be 7 feet.
Okay.
It's a mixture. Where does this fight take place? Where would a fight between 68 Keebler Elves and 68 Walmart shoppers take place? Are the Walmart shoppers in Walmart? Do they have some home turf? Do the Keebler Elves have some home turf? Are they in the Keebler Elf magic cookie fairyland?
I was going to say in the forest.
Okay. Is there a Walmart nearby?
Sure.
Okay, there's a Walmart somewhere in the vicinity.
0.5 mile.
Point?
Half a mile
away?
I don't know why I said.
That's fine.
In
0.5 miles, 10 ride.
I feel like Keebler, the elves' hab is in the forest.
Right, yep. Mm-hmm. Elves' magical. Mm-hmm. For sure. A lot of it depends on how these two groups are going at it. Have the Walmart shoppers been in Walmart, or are they going to Walmart? Do they have things to fight with, or are they just going with their rage and weirdness as weapons?
Yeah.
Those were...
I know. Okay. I know. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if they go to Walmart, they can... We said this before. If they're in Walmart, they could get pretty much anything. I mean, they could get, like, a stick. Like a...
Wow! Grape!
They could get anything.
A stick! Wow, anything in the world. Sometimes they have guns or something in there, and you'd be like, stick. They could also, guess what? They're in the forest. What they get in the forest?
Stick. Well, I don't know. I was thinking like just a beating device, like a hockey stick or
okay.
Something they can just pinata those keebs with. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Just plumping.
Hey.
Hey.
No, you're stealing my vernac.
I'm sorry. I will pay reparations
the trademark.
Immediately. Yeah, I mean, here's what I'm thinking. Dun, 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 dun. The Walmart shoppers go in to Walmart. They get an iron. Oh, no. Oh, no. They get an iron. They heat that bad boy up. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. I really thought you were talking about, like, an iron ingot.
Oh, no. No, they get an iron. Clothes iron. They heat that bad boy up. They get a bunch of them. They all go into that forest. They get towards those Keebler Elves and bam, punching them, getting their faces. Why did I think of an iron? Walmart sells irons.
They sell a variety of things.
Hard to disagree. But an iron would be dangerous, and the Keebler Elves have probably never seen an iron because they are magic, cool creatures who don't have...
Very cool. I think, yeah...
Elaborate, please. I'd love to. I'd love to hear more.
Did you just finish my laugh?
Mm-hmm. It was only like...
It was uneven amount. It was just
short. To fill in the
Anyway, why are you? It has to be heat up. It has to be hot iron.
It doesn't have to be, but it would do way more damage if it was. Way more.
Like what? Just burning them?
Imagine getting socked in the face with a hot iron.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I'm cookie, bruh.
No, you're yeah. You're not cookie. You make the cookies.
The cook-cleavers.
The cook-cleavers. No, they don't. They
the
don't.
Keebler elves are cook. Oh,
they aren't made of cookies. They make the cookies. But it was still a good. I'm still clipping it.
I thought they were cookies.
No.
No, I didn't actually. But I.
They just kind of sue us at a cookie.
Connoisseurs.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, fun fact, they're not made out of cookies. Nope. I somehow thought that they... What can you do? Anyway,
I mean, I'm just...
It's an honest
just
mistake.
Just think of them as
I
regular
think...
elves, but they make cookies.
I knew that, but it slipped my mind.
That's fine. Anyway, I feel like that would be a common
they
misconception.
They are humans, but they're not. Humans, they're just humans, but they're small, very small humans.
Yep. They have big ears
and senses.
They have pointy hats. They probably can hear very well. They seem like they're old, like they've just lived for like
they're
decades
wise.
And centuries, and you know they're just
so
like
so then that tells you that they're prepared for anything.
They may be very wise.
They've made it through wars.
That's true.
And now they're fighting the shops. Who are dumb.
They are not very, very smart.
They are, yeah. They're lacking.
But they probably know how to put up a good fight. Considering they probably fight amongst themselves in Walmart to get to the front of the line or something like that.
Yeah.
I imagine they're kind of natural brawlers. I'm sure they've got some fighting instincts. They can use pretty much whatever. I imagine several of them probably take off their flip-flop, use that as a weapon. You know what I'm saying? Probably a pretty big flip-flop, too. Here's what I'm saying. Walmart, you can get anything. Walmart shoppers, they can probably use anything as a weapon. So... My conclusion is that given any amount of time, they can get a good weapon to fight the Keebler Elves. Let's look at the polls. Let's hop over to my Instagram, which...
Cut that out.
Jalapeno.
Ooh. Well, fortunately, we do got a little bit more votes than last time. We got total 19 votes. 79% going for the 58 Walmart shoppers. 21% Keebler Elves. Sorry. I mean, you didn't pick your side. So you probably don't care too much.
What?
That the elves lost.
Oh.
Did you not... Were you not paying attention?
I thought the elves were winning.
That's no, cool. Sorry. The Walmart shoppers won. By a pretty big marge. Ding 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 ding.
All right. Ding 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 ding. Next poll. Next battle. We got the 17 Staples employees versus the 8 Mini Rocks. Who would win on this Wednesday?
Who's gonna win?
on this Wednesday.
10 minutes on the clock. Here we go.
I have the Staples employees.
And I have the Rocks.
WWW, the musical.
All right, so 8 mini Rocks. I forget how tall we said these guys were.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
Oh, yeah.
That was the South Carolina.
Yeah, so we haven't talked about the mini Rocks, but I'm sure, they're back, and I assume they're probably going to continue on because Dwayne The Rock Johnson, what a dude. I can't go 2 seconds without seeing Dwayne The Rock Johnson, a.k.a. DTJR, DJTRD. What is it? DTRJ. DTRJ.
Is that the soup?
He was at the Super Bowl screaming his lungs out and bursting every vein in his body.
The way he was like.
He was flexing.
He's always angled like.
I mean, they gotta have his muscles look bigger than his, like, freaking. Massive dude. So. 8 of those compacted. I mean, Kyle and I, when we talked about this, we talked about how they might even be stronger than regular Rock because he's compact.
Okay.
So times 8, I mean, those Staples workers, unless they're, like, totally beefed.
Oh, there's absolutely not a chance that that's
I mean, you never know. There might be. Might be one or two that are just totally, maybe Shaq is there.
The cardboard cutout?
Yeah, maybe.
The numerous images.
Any of them. Maybe Shaq has come to life at Staples. We know he is a very strong presence there if you've ever been to Staples. He's also a very strong presence in the world. Shaq is another one of those people that I really can't go one day without seeing. He's always in some commercial.
Mm. Or he's the voice of something.
Yeah, just everywhere. The best part about seeing a commercial with Shaq is that you don't really know what it is until later on. Because he's just in so many that it could be a number of things. You don't know if it's for, like, toner, that printer ink. You don't know if it's for, like, Papa John's or The General. Or
Gold Bond.
Because he's in so many. And he's in several Staples promotional things, too.
Man, that would have been a good matchup. Shaq versus Staplers.
Anyway. Shaq versus The Rock. Mm. Powerhouse! Staplers, tell me about them Stapes. Tell me about them.
Well, as we discussed before, did I also have the Staplers? I think I did. When we discussed it against the geese.
Oh, yeah, it was against a bunch of geese and ducks.
Yeah, I think I did.
I don't remember.
Me neither. As we discussed, we were talking about how the Staplers could be able to use what they have at the store.
That's right.
And gather some of the supplies, because I think a lot of the supplies that they have at Staples are could do some harm.
That's true.
Could do some damage, especially to 8 mini Rocas. I think there's definitely some things that are hefty that could be perhaps dropped onto said rocks and smush said rocks and kill said rocks.
That's true. The Staplers do have Staplers, referring to people who work at Staples. They do have...
They know.
They probably understand. they probably do have quite a few things at their disposal. Just sharp things. Scissors. Knives, maybe. Heavy boxes of stuff.
Well, I'm also thinking now, I'm bringing into the equation, they have, like... Well, okay, one. They have access to those ladder things, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So they could theoretically take something heavy and walk up the ladder and just go, meow. And also, you know what I was just thinking?
What?
On the same thought as the ladders. They also are on wheels, so one person could be up top and have a stash of things.
While another
person, like, wheels them around and, like, drops bombs on the rocks. Anyway, another thing that they could use, I am not sure if this is a thing, but I'm just going to assume that they do have access to some sort of vehicle, like machine, you know, like a...
I was going to say that, a forklift. They probably have a forklift that they can use.
Do you like my motion?
Yes. They can probably use a forklift, drop some crates on those rocks.
Or just, you know, that's scary.
Just
that's
plunge through them.
Ooh.
Full speed.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't really done this for most of the battles, but now I'm actually kind of imagining what it would look like in my head. Like, I'm picturing it in my head.
You haven't been...
No.
Then how do you say your things?
I guess I kind of have, but I think this one is a little bit more notable just because it's kind of absurd to picture, like, 2 foot tall Dwayne Johnson's running around Staples as Justin gets in the forklift and tries to run them over.
Yeah.
I mean, Justin, what do you think? Let us know in the comments.
Jalapeno, damn.
I would like to see someone make an animation of just a Staples war between 17 Staples workers and whatever they have in the Staples store.
Braden.
Oh, bro, let's call up Braden. Braden, if you're listening, and we know that you are, just give us a couple panels of just a battle between 8 miniature, 3-foot-tall Dwayne Johnsons fighting in a Staples versus 17 of their finest employees. I think that would be really entertaining. Let's take a look at the polls. Ooh, okay. 13 votes for the tiny rocks and 9 votes for the staplers. Not bad. I thought the staplers would have been steamrolled a little bit more.
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, I thought that the rocks had... The staples had no chance, really.
Mm. Well, 59% people voted for 8 tiny Dwayne Johnsons. 41% voted for 17 Staples employees. Honestly, I thought the vote totals are pretty good for being up for like 9 hours. We had the other ones up for 24 hours, and we got like 13 votes totals, and we got like 20 votes in this. So we did have some comments, I guess, and messages. Tyler said, once again, Staples employees equals different breed. He did say that last time. Staples employees, I mean, I guess they're special, but they couldn't take on the mini rocks. That's a bummer. And Kyle, who I talked about the Mini Rocks with, he said the Mini Rocks return, LFG. Shout out Mini Rocks. They are advancing in the bracket. All right. Here we are.
We have Paul Blart versus Gru. I have Blart. Jack has Gru.
Does Gru have the moon that he can use as a projectile? Just a rock.
Like an expanding moon, you know, like a shrink ray moon. So then it goes like, and as soon as it leaves his hand, it goes.
And just like completely crushes Paul Blart. That would stink.
And his segue.
I feel like this isn't the first time we've talked about Paul Blart. But that's because we've spent an entire episode on him and have mentioned him several times. Oh, true. We got to watch Paul Blart 2.
We made a promise and then time slipped away.
Yeah. We said we weren't going to watch Paul Blart 2 at first, but then we were like,
so sorry, we are going to.
I mean, I think it would be fake fans if we didn't even watch it. We don't have to like it, maybe, but if we didn't even give it a shot, what's that saying about us?
It's not very hashtag winning, winner energy.
No, that's hashtag loser energy.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to be a hashtag loser.
No.
Na 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 na.
Na 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 na. Where do you think this fight takes place? Does Gru come to the mall?
On the moon.
On the moon?
I don't know. I'm just tossing. Just laying it up.
See, that'd be crazy. Paul Blart versus Gru on the moon.
On the moon.
Da moon?
Yeah. Da baby.
Da baby. Is da baby refereeing this fight?
What the hell? Can we start the time?
Oh, yeah. Let's start the time.
We can... I don't know where it would be. I think if it was at the mall... We did the mall last time.
We did do the mall.
With the ants.
My leg was tangled.
I feel like it would be unfair if we were in, like, Gru's lair.
True, because Gru does have...
Gru has multiple...
He's got
weapons
a lot.
Weapons and, you know, he has a stash. So I think... I don't... Somewhere neutral... What you think?
Maybe it's at like just like a random office building or something. Just like completely just a weird place that's not like a mall, but it's not like a secret villain lair, just like, I don't know, a school. Paul Blart and Gru at the school. At the Gruel. What university? Monsters University. So what do you think? What do you think about that?
Yeah.
All right. Paul Blart and Gru are going at it at Monsters University campus.
Oh, what the f***?
What?
That's what you were saying?
Yeah.
I thought you were just going on a tangent because you happened to do that.
Yep, I do that.
Do.
So what do you think?
Sure. Not monster, but
okay. University of North Carolina campus. They are having a fight at the campus of University of North Carolina. All right, who takes the first who's going first?
You.
Awesome. So I have Gru. Gru whips out. Oh, I forgot. I was going for Gru. Gru whips out a weapon from his pocket. Do you know what it does? It is a giant fire. It's the opposite of a shrink ray. So what he does is he sees a worm on the ground on the campus of University of North Carolina. There's probably several different campuses of University of North Carolina, but let's just say it's your favorite. He takes a worm. He enlarges the worm. With his Gru strength, he just picks up the worm, which is now the size of a pool noodle. And he smacks Paul Blart.
With the worm.
Knocking him off his Segway. With the worm and causing him discomfort with the worm.
How much discomfort with the worm?
Significant. Enough to make one hurt and feel bad about their pain threshold level. With the worm. How does Paul Blart respond? Name one or two ways.
I'll name one.
Okay.
Segway.
And?
That is his vehicle of choice. That is his baby. That is his vehicle. That is the way he gets around. That is the mode of transportation for Blart. You know?
Yes. I am aware.
Zoom.
So he gets... After he is knocked off his Segway with the worm...
He is not knocked.
It's a big worm. Okay.
The size of a pool noodle?
Yeah.
That ain't gonna do nothing.
But it's not the weight of a pool noodle. It's like big and thick because it's a worm.
A worm...
Okay, fine. Paul Blart easily recovers from the worm hit. And he gets back on his Segway. Now he's zooming, as you said. What is he doing? I just had a pain. Ow. Continue.
As we said in the previous episode on the Paul Blart universe,
yep.
We had... Yep. we had determined that Paul is quite the agile fellow. He has some sauce with the segue. You know?
That's right, he does. He does. He does have that.
Well, and also he has somewhat of an army. Paul, but never mind. Scratch that. Cut it out. Because it's just a 1v1.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would say maybe we can get the armies involved. Like, Paul Block could call on some other mall cops. But we already talked about Gru's army, which is the minions. And there may be a scenario where the final round of this is Gru versus minions.
Oof.
Which would be kind of weird, but it would be kind of funny just to have this turn into a Despicable Me podcast.
If it's not going to turn into a Mall Cop Paul Blart podcast, it's going to turn into Despicable Me. Anyway, there's only two paths.
Only two paths. And this is the culmination of those paths.
Ah.
We either go one way or the other after this. That's right. All right, so Paul Blart's zooming around. He might be able to evade Gru on his speed. But Gru has some pew-pew things, probably. He's got the enlarger, which he already used on the worm, so let's maybe say he uses something else. Maybe he whips out the freeze ray. Freezes that Segway up. Or maybe he just freezes some of the ground, and the Segway goes and skids off. Crash. Wow. That hurts Paul. That gives him more pain. Even more pain than the worm. Than with the worm. Now what happens?
What if Paul Blart...
Yes. What if he does what?
Say Gru with the worm.
Oh, hey, what? I missed that.
I didn't finish. Oh. I was merely setting up the scenario.
Gotcha. Let me put it down.
Gru goes to striketh Paul. Mm-hmm. Paul.
With the worm?
With the worm.
And Paul catches the worm. Ooh, now they both have half the worm.
Yo, nunchuck worm.
Worm chucks.
We're off the rails.
We are. Well, I'm thinking...
You want to know what I did?
What'd you do, babe?
I had the chairs.
What? What?
I had the chair. It was lifted. And one of the foots went on it.
Oh no!
Jalapeno, damn!
You put the chair on your foot? Why are you laughing? That doesn't make sense. With the worm? Megan has had an injury. Without the worm.
Without the worm, but I was thinking about the worm.
Gru, because I'm on Team Gru, obviously. Gru. If he reclaims control of the worm, he could hypothetically strangle Paul Blart with the worm, and I don't think Paul Blart would be able to really overcome that.
Pardon me?
I think Gru could strangle Paul Blart with the worm, and I think he could... I think it would be
difficult. Can we get a with the worm count?
Well, that was the end of our 10-minute debate about Paul Blart versus Gru. A very large percent... was spent blood, with
sweat,
the worm.
And tears.
Oh yes, we did exchange some blood, sweat, and tears.
There was laughter. There was laughter, pain.
It was a good matchup. We're gonna be heading over to my Instagram right now. Let's see our vote totals for today. And here we go. Paul Blart or Gru, one of them is going home. And who will it be?
Gru with the worm.
Gru with the worm has sent Paul Blart home. so sorry about that, Paul, but your time and the WWWB is over. So sorry. We got 15 votes for Gru and 6 for Paul Blart. So, yeah. Looks like your picks didn't do so hot today.
That would be correct.
The ones that were randomly chosen for me went 3 for 3. So, obviously that means I am the best. Just kidding. Does not mean that. Well, we'll be done now. Thank you for listening to Who Would Win Wednesday. We will be back next week with the worm.
WWW.
Let us know what you think of our show. If you don't like it, it's tough.